It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado appears to have so far avoided a post-Thanksgiving spike in COVID-19 cases. Public health officials credit the efforts of the community.
From the 7th of December on, a Thanksgiving exposure increase would have led to increased cases, and we really haven't seen it.
Dr. Eric France is the state's chief medical officer. Hospitalizations are down in Colorado. Still, a surge that started in October and continued for weeks continues to claim many lives. More Coloradans died in the first part of December than at any other time in the pandemic. Colorado's unemployment system will get a long-planned upgrade next month. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The computer systems that deliver the state's unemployment benefits are built on 1980s technology. Think glowing green text on a black screen. In January, the state plans to finally deploy a modern upgrade that should make it easier for applicants and employees. Here's Joe Barella, Labor Department Director.
We are working on technology from last century, and this will be the first time that we are able to introduce a system that's agile, that is point in time.
The years-long upgrade was supposed to finish in April, but it was delayed by the pandemic. Barella says the new system will make it simpler to implement any new federal benefits and resolve the problematic cases that have jammed the state's unemployment call centers. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Grocery workers and their families and U.S. Representative Jason Crow are asking grocery chains to better protect workers. They say the chains have continued to relax store safety measures, expand shift responsibilities, and deny so-called hero pay and appreciation pay, which started during the pandemic. The Grocery Workers Union represents 17,000 workers in Colorado and Wyoming. The city of Golden is moving ahead on a plan to electrify all transportation in the city by 2050. Here's CPR Sam Brash.
Golden first committed to 100% electric transportation last year. On Thursday, the City Council approved a resolution on how it hopes to get there. For starters, Golden will write a plan to electrify its entire city fleet. It'll also encourage school districts, transit agencies, and rideshare companies to go electric. Boulder, Denver, and Summit County have made similar commitments. Those local efforts are meant to support Colorado's ambitious goal to have 1 million electric vehicles on the roads by 2030. Right now, the number is just over 30,000. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.